Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my darlings. Welcome back to The Liberated Life. It is such a joy to have you here. And maybe we just start today with a little breath. So just, yeah, taking a deep breath in through your nose. And a long breath out through your mouth, maybe sighing it out if you can, if you're not in the office. I mean, you can still do it in the office, to be fair. Just let yourself settle into your body for a second. Yeah. So we are going to dive into a conversation today that is so close to my heart. And my intention here is to open up a world to you that perhaps you're aware of, perhaps you're not. But it is so fundamental. So fundamental if we are focusing and desiring to live a liberated life in love and in the rest of life. It's fundamental. Now, before I dive into this, I just want to talk very briefly about the mind. Like, you've probably heard this. My guess is you've heard this from a lot of people. I heard this from a lot of people. When I first started working in the coaching world, I actually did a training with a lady who was super, super focused on mindset. So she talked all about, like, change your thoughts, change your life, you know, keep changing your thoughts, focus on your thoughts, like, change them, notice them, replace them, compartmentalize them, like, all of that stuff. So many of us have heard this, right? It's everywhere. It's like, everything is about mindset, mindset, positive mindset, positive mindset. And mindset is an incredibly powerful tool. Don't get me wrong. It's super, super powerful, super, super important. And it's not the full story. It's not the full story. You may notice when you try and work with mindset that in certain circumstances in your life, it feels quite easy and helpful. Like maybe things that feel slightly less threatening. Like, I don't know, for me, it was always like I said, like, missed a train or I was like 5 minutes late for something. And I'd hear my mind be like, oh, Lucy, you're such an idiot. Like, why are you late? Oh. I could then be like, okay, stop. Like, this isn't a big deal. It's fine. And it would help. But in higher stakes situations, aka often relationally, because relationships are the most triggering aspect of the human experience, it wouldn't work. Like, I'd have experiences with people, like the two blue ticks and no reply thing, where I'd suddenly be like, oh my God, they're leaving. They're definitely not replying. They, like, have gone. They hate me. Everything's awful. I've done something terrible. Me scrolling through the whole thing, trying to understand whether I said something bad. Like, then me trying to talk my way out of the thing. Not helpful. It didn't do anything. If anything, it made it worse. Because then I'd be like, I'm just bad at this. Like, why can I not do it? Why can't I just think differently? Why can't I just recognize that this thought is probably not true and therefore change it? Mindset work, when we are dealing with deeper relational triggers or attachment wounding stuff, does not work. It can be additive. It can be helpful, but it is not the full picture. We have to start working with the body. We have to. It's fundamental. There's no way out of it. I'm sorry, but we have to do it. And I know this can be super frustrating for those of us who are smart, for those of us who are, like, very good at reading and understanding concepts, because that's our safe zone, you know? We can read all the books, we can listen to the podcast, we can do all the stuff and be like, yeah, I know it all. I know my attachment style. I know where it comes from. I understand it all. Like, I have all of the awareness, but it doesn't really change anything, does it? Like, if we're honest with ourselves, knowing why we are the way we are makes no difference. It, like, may soften a little bit because we can have some compassion for ourselves, but it's not really making any change. Am I right? Am I right? I feel like this was my experience and maybe it's yours too. Now, the thing is, the reason that we have to start bringing our body into this dynamic is because when we are dealing with relational work, relational wounding, attachment wounding, intimacy stuff, connection stuff. A lot of the baseline for our capacity to connect with other people was laid down when we were very young, in our first close relationships. So with primary caregivers, with siblings, perhaps with close friends when we were little. That is where we were laying down what relationship is meant to feel like, what relationship means, what feels safe, what doesn't feel safe. Like, all of that stuff is laid down when we're very, very little. And it's really laid down in the fabric of our nervous system. So our nervous system becomes wired in a way that it's like, okay, relationship is meant to feel this way, basically. And then we come into adulthood and we go around trying to search for people that make us feel the same way as we did when we were little. Now, if we had like perfect upbringings, aka no one on this planet, but if we did, we would then be searching for like really healthy, amazing partners who, you know, loved us and cherished us and we felt great with. But the majority of us are trying to repeat the pattern of childhood. So we're trying to find a partner that makes our nervous system feel the same way as we did when we were little, in order to, I believe, in order to have the space to heal what happened when we were little, so that we can live a liberated life. So like, life brings us someone in our life to trigger all the stuff that was really painful from childhood so that we can free ourselves from it. But if we recognize that we're in quite unhelpful patterns, aka deep avoidance, getting the ick loads, getting very clingy, maybe disorganized, like push-pull dynamic, what we need to do is actually start to heal that stuff, ideally before we start going into a relationship, if we want to break the pattern. And as I mentioned, these patterns live within the soma, within the body. And the easiest way to kind of demonstrate this to you is if you have an experience when you are triggered by something. Say you're in the two boo ticks, no reply thing, maybe someone's getting really close to you and you're feeling like the ick. Where do you feel that? It's like chest, stomach, throat sometimes. It's in your body, right? It's in your body. And now what we tend to do is we cognitize the sensation in our body. So our mind makes up why we're feeling the way we're feeling in our body. So if there's a sensation in our body that's like in our stomach, certain texture, certain quality, our mind is suddenly like, okay, this means I don't like them. This means I don't like them. This means there's something wrong with them. Like, gross, get me away from them. Like, they must leave. We've made up a story about the sensation in our body. Now, what's fascinating about this is when I do body-based work with my clients, often the story that we tell ourselves about what the sensation is in our body is not in any way what the sensation is actually saying. So I give you an example from myself. I used to get the ick a lot, as you guys know. And if I listened to the story of my mind around the ick, I would say like, oh, like they're just... like, I hate the way that they dress, or like, oh, their like clothes aren't good enough, or maybe they're not cool enough, or they're like not that smart, or like, oh, the way they laugh is like really gross. And I would tell myself those stories. Now, if I listened to those stories, the behavior I would generally take was to move away from them. You know, I'd be like, oh, this person's clearly not aligned with me, they're not a match, move away. If, on the other hand, I went into my body, if I started to give some awareness to the sensations in my body, if I started to like get curious about the feeling in my stomach or whatever, what would happen was wild. So I'd start to get curious and I'd be like, oh, is this like tension in my stomach, and da, da, da. And whoever was holding space for me at some point would ask the question, what is this part of you saying? And it would say like, get them away, like I can't be here, like I need to push them away. I was like, okay, this is curious. So it's like trying to push them away. And then they'd ask the question, what does this part of you think would happen if you didn't push them away? I'd get hurt. At which point I would often start crying and find underneath this part of me that was going, ick, ick, move away, they're gross. There was a little girl that was absolutely terrified of being left. Terrified. Absolutely terrified. But I only come to that realization through my body, through going into the sensations rather than the cognitive understanding of what the body is saying. This is where we can get so trapped in knots. Like if you were to do attachment-based work, relational work, just working with the mind, you will get tied in knots. Because you're continuing to believe the story of your mind. And the mind, when we are dysregulated, aka 99% of the time, the mind when we are dysregulated is not telling us the truth. The thoughts we have in our mind when we are dysregulated is the past being superimposed onto the present. This is why we cannot work only with the mind. Unless you want to keep repeating the patterns from your childhood forever. We have to start to bring it into the body. We have to. Because when we start bringing it into the body, we suddenly become aware of the fact that, oh my God, what's really happening is like, there's this little 5-year-old inside of me that's really terrified, or there's this like warrior inside of me that's wanting to push everyone away. I remember this warrior. I remember feeling this way when I was 11 and whatever happened. And I created this whole story in my head that I had to do things on my own and I had to not ever let anyone near me and I had to be independent and an adult. That awareness comes when we start to go a layer deeper than what the mind wants to tell us. This is so important, guys. It's so important. And my hope is that we can start to bring body work into the mainstream. I know it already is moving that way, but I became aware a few weeks ago of the fact that there are still so many people out there that have no idea of this. And what a disservice, you know? What a disservice that there are people living their lives unaware of the fact that there is so much more to them than their mind. And that the mind will keep them in loops and loops and loops. But as we dive into the body, we can slowly start to unwind these patterns. Because the truth is, when we get close enough to these parts of us that are really afraid or wanting to push people away or whatever, what we tend to find is all they really want is some love. All they want is some validation, to be seen, to be honored, sense of holding. And we can start to give that to ourselves. We can start to give that to ourselves so we don't start projecting this out onto every single partner we ever have. We can start giving it to ourselves. Loving ourselves, honoring ourselves. And as we do that, these patterns start to soften. They really do. And they don't soften because we think our way out of them. They soften because our body starts to feel safer. Our body starts to recognize that we are not a 5-year-old girl anymore, that we are an adult and that we have choice. This process of going into the body is really like, it's like you're walking around with a body that believes that you're 5. Most people are doing this. And this process of doing body-based work is updating your body to recognize that you're an adult now. That it's 2025. And then you're not a kid. And as we start to update our body and our body starts to understand that we're not a child anymore, we can start relating in a completely different way. But sometimes the body just needs a little bit of support to see that. It needs some safety. It needs some attention. It needs us to stop saying, oh, like, this is irrational. It's irrational. It's stupid. This is so irrational. Like, I'm just being irrational. It needs us to stop doing that and to start paying attention. Because I really, really, truly believe that every single one of us owns a body that desperately wants to live in the present. It desperately, desperately wants to live in the present. and yet is holding all of this wounding from the past. And the triggers, when we get triggered in relationships, when we have those moments of freakouts, that's actually our body's way of wanting to unwind the charge from the past. But we ignore the triggers. We don't go into them in our bodies. We don't let the emotional cycle complete. Instead, we just tell ourselves we're being irrational and push it back down again. And our body stays in the past and our mind continues to tell us we're stupid. So our work is really to give space to what our body is wanting to show us so that we can start relating from our adult selves instead of our child selves. This work is so powerful. I feel so, so fortunate that I was introduced to it all those years ago when I was obsessed with my brain and thought my brain could think of me of anything. And I was gently nudged to connect with my body and everything started to unwind from there. I honestly have moments now where I used to be the woman that was like so incredibly awkward and would like hide in the corner of a room when people were dancing, could not dance unless I was very drunk, like felt really, really awkward connecting with people, had so much shame. And I now sometimes see myself like dancing like a maniac and posting it on the internet. And I'm like, wow, my body doesn't think that I'm a 5-year-old anymore. I mean, sometimes it does, but a lot less than it used to. And this doesn't come from the mind. It does not come from the mind. So if, my darling, you take one thing from this conversation, let it be this. Your healing is not about thinking differently. It really is about feeling safe enough to feel it all. It really is. You don't have to override your body. You don't have to tell yourself you're being irrational. When she's tensing up, she's not sabotaging you. She's remembering something from the past. When she goes numb, she's not shutting down. She's protecting you from something. And when she starts to soften again, this can be the hardest part of all, that's not weakness. That's your trust returning. Now, if what you've heard today has stirred something in you, notice it. That's your body saying, yes, you finally hear me. You hear me. You don't need to rush to fix or figure any of that out, but just notice. Just notice. And if you feel intrigued about going deeper with this work that I do with all of my one-on-ones and at the Liberated Life Retreat, please just drop me a note. It would be an absolute honour to support you in this magical, magical work. Sending you so much love, and I'll speak to you soon.